Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You're just listening to our national anthem. This is Elohim Society of Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love coming to you to talk about some very interesting things, okay? What we're going to talk about is we consider very important. Because they're not giving you the information. When I say they, I'm talking about the 1%, and they're coming off of us, okay? You can find those big mansions, and you got all shades of all five tribes living in some of those mansions, you know? And there's nothing wrong with them living in a big mansion if that's what they like, but they're doing it at the expense of the other people. Economic slavery, some physical slavery. I mean, it's like a never-ending story, you know? And the reason why it keeps going on and on and on, because they're suppressing information, because there's things that they definitely don't want you to know. And this is one of the reasons why we're on the air, why we're talking, why we're trying to do things. Because we want to get information to you, okay? And on Sunday, we talk about how you were not created. That thought process leads you to being less than or not equal to something. Whatever they're giving you out there is God. Whatever they're giving you as a creator, you're less than, you can't be more than that. All religions have got some type of creator for you. You know, even though they don't show you one God, but all of them got different creators or different gods for you, you know, that have created you, made you into whatever it is that you're supposed to be, who you be calling on to get things done for you, you know? So with that, we're going to talk about this government for a minute. Oh, boy, let's talk about this government. You wonder why things are where they are. This government was set up to be a paradise for the people, you know? And I'm talking about the founding fathers, I'm talking about President Hansen and them, okay? A little more information on them. Try Google it. They're starting to change the internet. You can't find information no more. You can't get this. I'm thinking they're not listening to me, but they seem to be listening to every word I say. As soon as I drop some information and tell you to go Google it, it ain't there no more. That's the weirdest thing. Well, it's not weird. They don't want you to have the information. And then the Congress, okay, they set up the system so that the reap what you sow people will be in charge of the doggy dog people. Because the doggy dog people can really get out of control because they're functioning from leadership position. And if you get a good leader and everything's fine, you get a bad leader and we had a war, killing people, murdering people because they don't like this people or that people. And it gets a little weird. We have evidence to back that up. Yeah, we got a guy named Hitler. We got a guy named George Washington and his 12 cronies who stole the system from the founding fathers, which is President Hansen and them. I'm just putting it out there, you know. They didn't write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. The Continental Congress, that's the law that they were using when they set up the Continental Congress. Now, try to find the information on what laws were the Continental Congress operating under. If they had a president, and what did he swear allegiance to? What was his oath when he took office, you know? What was actually going on with the Continental Congress, okay? And it'd be nice to know how long the Continental Congress has been in existence before George Washington and them stole it, you know? If you can get the information, I'm just throwing questions out there for information that they have been suppressing and making hard to find. Anything dealing with the history of all the tribes other than the white tribe, okay, coming from this system is being suppressed. They don't want you to know. If they're not suppressing the information, they're putting themselves in it like it was them, like they did it, you know? And I'm saying again, George Washington and his boys did not write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They just stole it and put their doggone names on it, you know? It don't even make sense. Think about it. You got a guy with white indentured slaves upstairs on the first floor, black slaves on the second floor, in the basement. He's talking about all men are created equal. Duh. That don't even fit their mindset, you know? So I'm just saying, they come up, we the people. You know, I mean, see, this is supposed to be set up for the people. But if you notice, every time you try to do something for the people, the doggy dog people, they have a hissy fit. They block it because they think it's their birthright to rule you, for you to be their slaves. This is how they think, you know what I mean? And they were going to go to one fight so that you can be their slaves. Okay? And you have to be willing to go just as far as they're going in order to not let yourself be a slave. The way the system was set up so that we don't have to fight each other physically in order to maintain control over the society. That's what the vote is for. Okay? You're saying, we try to vote and yeah, they're suppressing the vote. You know, anytime they move drop ball boxes in one county, you know what I mean, in an area where you can't get to it by bus, you know what I mean. They don't want you to use your authority. Your authority in the society is the vote. Now, why do you have the right to vote? What brought that about? If you're born as a citizen in this, if you're born in this country, all right, you become a trustee if you're born in this country, okay? First, you're a beneficiary, right, until you get 18. That's why you can't do nothing until you get 18. That's how trust law is set up. This country set up as a trust, but you don't know that. See, once you understand how to run your life in trust, you'll save a lot of money. It'll save you a lot of headaches. And it'll keep them from coming after your personal stuff. You know, some of the trusts are called business trusts. They're called business trusts. They're called unincorporated corporations. They have a few names for the same thing, you know. You just have to do a little research. I'm telling you how important it is, okay? Now, when you were first born in this country, right, the Bible, oh boy, I feel like a broken record, but these things have to be said because people are throwing the book in the trash because of what the preachers have been doing, what they have been doing with our people, to our people, and blaming it on the Bible. I mean, when you read the Bible as a religious book, you know, it absolutely don't make sense. There's things in it that just don't make sense, you know. But when you read the Bible as a code book, it begins to make sense, you know. And the power is in the book if you understand what they're doing, okay. And I say understand, I'm talking about stand under it, any kind of way you want to understand, that's what I'm talking about, you know. Because you're going to have to stand under some information. You're going to have to go by something. They're suppressing information like mud. They don't want the masses to know anything because they feel as though it's their right to control. Mitch McConnell had that gavel for 10 years. And things just did not get better for those that aren't in the upper middle class white. Things did not get better for anybody else. I'm telling you, all the way down the line. Most of the people in this country are in trouble. I'm saying most of the people are in trouble, you know, because, you know, here's Mitch McConnell, this guy, a millionaire, him and his wife. And he complaining because somebody want to give you a lousy $1,200 or $1,400. You know what I mean? This guy's a millionaire. He ain't got to worry about staying in no food line, worry about no grub and all that. He ain't worried about losing his job, you know what I mean? Because he found out that being a trustee, that's what he is, being a trust manager, that's what Congress are, they're managing the trust for you. He found out that being a trust manager is very lucrative. And people come to him, want him to pay certain bills and all that stuff so that the companies can make money. And this is what they're doing out there, you know? And they're having a good time. Why are they having such a good time? Because you really don't know what's going on, you know. You really don't know what's happening, and they make sure that you don't know what's happening, all right? So we're here now to tell you what's happening. Let me do an assertion. I didn't do that when I first joined. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on being with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want, okay? Now, I'm getting ready to go hard. We've set up a society. The society is set, ready to go, you know. And I'm getting a lot of pushback, which I expect, you know what I mean. Anywhere in the world, I got five laptops and three functional laptops. job, right? And I got two phones, okay? The phone, my phone stopped charging. It just stopped charging when it felt like it, okay? The laptops is telling me now that they need batteries. I mean, come on, how you got three laptops, all of them need batteries at the same time? You see what I'm saying? And then if I don't take the updates from Windows 10, if I don't take the updates, they start shutting my stuff down. So I had to take the updates in order to go back on the internet and all that stuff. And they shut it down at a particular time. So and then when I do take the updates, when I cut my laptops back on, something's all screwed up. Stuff's moved around. The damn thing is doing stuff I never seen it do before. This is all pushback from the 1%. You notice I didn't say white folks. Because the 1% come in all colors, man. Don't kid yourself. Just because she might look like you, that don't mean they're on your side. I'm telling you. You have to talk to people. You have to find out what's on their mind, what kind of character they have. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what's important, okay? So I don't know how long I'm going to be able to be on the air because I have one laptop that's controlling everything. And that was on the brink. It looked like it's going to be shut down now. I'm not sure. I'm trying to work the kinks out of this stuff. At least it ain't blog talk. At least it ain't blog talk. Blog talk, that's something good. So I'm getting a lot of pushback. And those that know anything about being targeted, they understand what's going on. So I'm not worried about it because we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing. Some things, they can slow down, but they can't really stop. It's time. It's time for what we're doing right now. It's time to take off the gloves and start spitting out the truth, okay? I'm not talking about truth to power because we don't have power. I can't put boots on the ground. So I feel like I put boots on the ground. I can't talk truth to power. I just tell you what's up. You can listen or not listen. It's up to you, okay? This whole thing is absolutely amazing, and you have to love it, okay? I wasn't able to get on the air Monday or Sunday, you know? Pushback is pretty strong. So, but I'm overcoming. I'm leaving. I'm overcoming. Pretty soon, you get enough people in here to help me out with some of this stuff. Still looking for a co-host. Nobody said that somebody being a secretary. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know if I have time to be a secretary. But what they don't understand is that they should be keeping notes and minutes off every show. That's what they should be doing anyway. What I'm asking them to do, they should be doing anyhow. You know, I'm just saying, this is how we've been caught up in the matrix for so long. But, and we swear we woke, but we're so sleep. We're in REM sleep, not regular sleep. We're in rapid eye movement sleep. I mean, you're out there, you know? And I tell people, wake up and smell of coffee, but we're in a very difficult time right now because it's all these are people. Right? That's the white mob rule right now, okay? They have lost power, and they're ready to do whatever they have to get their power back. To maintain you as a slave, to make sure that they can just do whatever they want with you. And if you exercise your power as a citizen to vote, you can change things. We hear this crazy nut in here, Donald Trump, you know what I mean? And the moves he was making, just letting you know, I'm talking about the people of any kind of country. Letting you know how terrible things could get. You know, it could get really, really bad here. It's bad now, you know, especially for people that are not upper middle class Caucasian. It could get really bad out here, you know. And the people who are on the lower level, who are following these people, I don't care what tribe you're from, white, black, brown, red, or white. I don't care what one of the five tribes you're from. If you're following this nonsense, you know, you should need your butt spanked. Well, we're telling you not to wake up and smell a coffee. You need to wake up and drink the damn coffee because it's kind of rough out here, you know. Well, with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in there, things might get a little better, but we've been under their racist rule for years. And Obama had 8 years. They took control of the gavel because we didn't understand what was going on. So we didn't go out. We didn't try to push the country in a more positive manner. You have to push this country. You know, we talk about government, but when you talk about government, you're literally talking about yourself. Okay? Because I don't know if you realize that, but actually you are the government. This thing is getting ready to shut down. I'm going to keep pushing back. I bought a new phone just the other day. $230 down the drain. Also, I bought another laptop without the hard drive in it. You know, that one seems to be working okay, but I need two laptops to run the show, okay? And the one that has the old hard drive, that's the one that's getting ready to shut down. Telling me that I need a new battery, and the battery's not big to charge. I got the charger on and everything. I'll go down and get me a couple of batteries and see what happens, see if that changes things around. But this whole thing is kind of crazy. But when you realize what they can do with technology, and we're in the middle of using the technology, you know. Now, you want to save money. I'm on a 50% budget, so I only can spend half the money that I take in. And when I get to that point, I'm booked. I spend half that money. I don't care what nobody says. I'm booked. And since you asked me for anything or trying to get anything, but once I spend half that money, I'm broke, you know? And that's how it is. So, well, that's how I play. Because the people that are broke, who don't know how to handle money because they don't know how to read the Bible, 50% budget that come out of the Bible, because they don't know how to read the Bible, they're going to always be broke. And if you keep giving them money, when you get broke, you're going to be in trouble because you can't get it from them because they're not going to have no money. You know, they're going to always be broke. So what you need to do, each person, if you're working, you should have a minimum of $10,000 in the stash, a minimum, okay? So especially if you're new out there in the workforce and you're saving half that money, it should only take you a few years to get that $10,000 together, you know what I mean? But you have to be very frugal. You have to be careful of what you're spending. You know, don't be running after the name brand stuff because you don't need it, okay? And some of these, I've seen some of these jeans, man, they had holes in them like you wouldn't believe. I mean, you can just go to the thrift store and buy some jeans and cut them up. Pants, $70 for a pair. Faded jeans. I just look and laugh. I see them in the doggone window. I look at the stuff and laugh. You know what I'm saying? You know, and the people that are, you watch how the people are dressing. What are they dressing for? You know, I mean, are they dressing? You know, are they dressed the way they dress? You know, they're having decent clothes on. I guess they call it casual wear. Everybody's casual wear. You know. It gets a little crazy, you know, and you wonder, you don't think that you're under control. If you get on a bus, look at the people on the bus. If you got a bus full of people, everybody on a bus is dressed in the same style, except for maybe one or two people. They're dressed up like they're going someplace. But everybody else is dressed like they got nothing to do but hang around all day long. That's what they look like. You know what I'm saying? They don't look like they're going anywhere. You know? They don't look like they dress to do no business. They look like they just dress and just sit on a bus, ride to the store, and buy something for the store. That's how they dress. I have to apologize. This thing is getting ready to shut down again. I'm trying to hang it up. That's why I stayed up for Wednesday just to see what it would do. Because I want to be back on the air functioning fully this Sunday, okay? So I'm going to have to apologize. This thing is going to shut down. And once it's shut down, I'm just going to close out, okay? Thank you for being on the air. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And we will see you Sunday, okay? Because this whole thing is getting ready to shut down. So I might set up another couple of shows before Sunday just to see if I can get it to go full time without it messing up, you know? So, much love. Love you guys. I'll be talking to you again soon, okay? Hopefully before Sunday. I'll call in a show before Sunday so that we can talk a little bit before that. Okay. Much love, and thank you for listening. I appreciate it, okay? Mm-hmm.